When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk and news. And Genshin and anime, or should I replace Genshin with Star Rail?
At this point.
Honkai Star Rail.
Yes.
Because we haven't even talked about that yet. But maybe we will one day. Maybe at the end of this episode. Even I don't know. And then sometimes anime. But actually, you know, we've been watching a ton of anime.
We have been.
I mean, maybe this is the episode. There's been a lot of different ones we've been catching up on. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might throw it in there in the end. We will see. We will see. But for now, we do have, like I said, plenty to talk about. We have, of course, there's going to be Stray Kids, BTS. I'm going to finally talk about some more NewJeans. Mm-hmm. And we actually have like small random news going on around SM groups too going right on. And also, Enhypen has their tour. So let's get started with all this. Mm-hmm. So as always, thank you for joining us. If you're tuning in, you could catch us practically everywhere, like on all different podcasting platforms. Mm-hmm. Haley, where can they message us and where and what else should they know?
You can find us on TikTok and Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And we should tell everyone who won the giveaway.
Yeah.
Because we finally picked out a winner. Mm-hmm. We did the randomizer. I might actually post it on Instagram. So you mm-hmm. might see it on Instagram like as a story.
And then we'll tag the winner too.
It's going to already be up by the time this episode is out. Mm-hmm. So you could probably find out then and there too. But if you're only finding out now, the winner is someone at Roe Bradley. So thank you for joining.
Yes.
And congratulations to Roe Bradley.
Woohoo!
So, going to be taking home the two CDs. One is a / CD DVD mm-hmm. with little bonuses, right? For our fellow ones.
Yeah.
And based on his bias, I think I will figure something out.
Who was his bias?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, I just have the
notes.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to pull it up?
No, it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, yeah. So, there you go. Congratulations. Thank you to everyone that was participating in this, and I will, you can see the random, we just used another name generator.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't as many people compared to the, maybe because it was more focused on once this time.
That's true.
As our random Christmas giveaway, so.
Well, that was not random, that was like Stray Kids, though.
No, it was based off. Was it just Stray Kids?
Oh, no, you're
it was like
right.
They
yeah,
told us
based
our,
off their
bias
their
group. And
group, yeah.
Yes. So we'll probably have another one in this Christmas, but mm-hmm. that's ways away.
Yeah.
We might even have something for during KCON, like
yeah.
a little like Mnet or something giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out when the time comes. But for now, yes, congratulations again with the cool Twice Japanese CDs. Speaking about Twice in Japan,
mm-hmm.
I will bring it up right now. J-Line.
Yeah.
Our J-Liners.
Misamo.
Some of the OG ones. Yes, Misamo, which could have been Mimosa.
Yeah. That's what I call them.
Wasted
opportunity. Because I always forget the
other
name.
Oh, I wonder why they didn't use Mimosa. Maybe because they wanted to trademark. Because they trademarked Misamo.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And Mimosa is already a... Yeah.
Mimosa. I don't know if you could trademark Mimosa.
No.
Since that's like a commonly used... beverage for brunch. But they're going to actually have their own Japan showcase,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool because, you know, showcases for K-pop are like a little small, like if you're lucky enough to attend, like it's a really more intimate
yeah.
Event
mm-hmm.
where you get to like watch your K-pop idols do like, you know, talk with you, they converse, and they do like small little, I don't know, like games
sometimes, and interviews. It just depends.
Yeah, those are really cool. You probably have seen videos of your favorite groups and idols doing these, and sounds like they will be holding theirs. Where else, Haley?
Japan.
Of course, it would be in Japan for the J-Line. It does make a lot of sense. And, of course, it will be the two main cities. It will be happening in July in Osaka, July 22nd, and then in Tokyo, July 25th.
Dang, it's going to be hot.
So I'm sure, yes, that...
Weather-wise and member-wise.
Hell yes. Very good. I was trying to think of the actual... Who are you, me?
I don't know.
Definitely it's going to be a lot more humid out there, but hopefully... I'm sure it'll be indoors. I don't know exactly where it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, it will be. But just Japan in general.
And also, it's crazy to think that it's going to be held at that time. That's basically... Because the Twice is going to have their concert here. Like, they're part of their tour in the U.S. coming up very soon. Yeah. So, in June. So, this will be held, obviously, maybe a little bit after.
Mm-hmm. Like a month.
After they finish, I think. Because I think they finish, like, early July here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
So they'll get a little rest, hopefully, and then Misamo will be busy.
Yep.
That means the other members
get rest.
Get rest and get to hang out. So that's super cool. Super excited. Obviously, I'm a Sana simp, so excited for that. Obviously, Momo hates me, yes. And then Mina is Sharon when she's, like, touring. Like, anywhere now these days. It feels like even when they were not in the U.S.
Really?
And she was, like, she was, like, Sharon in... I think it might have been a little bit in Japan, unless that was just in Australia.
Yeah, I think it was Australia.
So anywhere but Asia, like Korea and Japan, then they're like they kind of unleash themselves. But I'm super excited to finally see them again. I probably will bring it up again by next episode because we still have one more episode till the Twice tour.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's all I will say for now. We should move on. And oh, I do have a. Well, like we said, I guess we could talk about it really quick and Hypen.
Yeah, they released their tour. Well, it's a world tour this time, supposedly.
Yeah, so they're going to have an actual world tour. Do you have any info and all that?
That good stuff? So they just dropped it, I think, a couple of days ago, or it might have been yesterday. It's called Fate, and they're going to be starting in Seoul, of course.
Mm-hmm,
KSPO Dome, so that's that huge one.
And of course it would be there.
It's starting July 29th.
Ooh.
Man, like everything's starting in July. But they won't be coming to Japan until September. So they'll be in Osaka and Tokyo September 2nd and then September 13th. And they're in those huge domes too. The Kyocera Dome in Osaka and then Tokyo Dome, which is fucking crazy.
Wait, so like you're saying they start in July?
Yeah.
Then it's September, so they skip August?
Yeah.
So they might be... K-Con?
No.
They're
doing that Summer Sonic in Japan.
That Summer Sonic?
Yeah.
If you're in Japan, I hope you go. If you listen to this podcast, because that's freaking... That lineup is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm still jealous because New Jeans will be there.
I know. I thought that too. And I was like, wait, no. I already saw that they're on the lineup for the Japan festival.
Yes.
So Enhypen won't be at KCON this year.
So if you want to check it out yourself, it's called Summer Sonic. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're going to be in Japan, if you know how to figure out how to get... tickets or passes or whatever for that event.
Yeah.
Looks really cool. Super promising.
New Jeans will be there. And then same with Taeyong. And then also Treasure.
There's a ton.
And Hypen.
And then
all the Japanese
all
artists.
The awesome
and then Fallout Boy is going to be there.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And Fallout Boy. Yes.
There's like random like American artists too.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah. Two Door Cinema Club.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's not fair. Why do you have to be so far from us, Japan?
And
how could you?
Yoasobi will be there too. Of course.
Of course.
I know.
That's still crazy that they're going to be here at Head in the Clouds too, to be honest.
And then so.
So that means no KCON.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And Hypen won't be at KCON.
And obviously that means no New Jeans at KCON
no,
either.
Yeah.
Still hoping and praying we get Le Sserafim and IVE.
Yeah. I mean, those two are a possibility.
We will see.
I hope.
And then, hopefully your Stray Kids get some rest. I feel like ATEEZ is always there.
ATEEZ probably, but and then I think Psykers and ZB1.
Yeah, that's
will
true.
Be there. And
that's
then
true.
XG. Those are
XG,
like just my
yeah, that's right.
Predictions.
I think so too.
Yeah,
we'll see very soon. Hopefully Stacey also. And then, I wonder if I'm trying to think who else would. But then, yeah, there's no way. Do you think they would JYP would make Stray Kids go again.
I don't think so.
Not this time, right?
But then I was trying to think, like, who is going to be the actual, like, big group? Because you know how Stray Kids and NCT was the big groups from last year? I was like, would 17 do it again?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's been a while. Oh, that's a good... Actually, that's interesting. Because yeah.
They're not... Their tour is... They have like a dead space in August where they're not doing anything.
I wonder.
So I'm like, is that a possibility? I don't know.
Maybe we'll see. And then even Monsta X? You never know.
Oh, that's true. I don't think...
They need to redeem themselves. Well, not... They don't have to redeem themselves. Freaking Camp needs to redeem everyone. And they just need to come here and promote. And I mean, they toured. We went to the tour.
Oh, Camp, yeah.
Yeah, but forgot like, about that. But because maybe John Somi, because she needs to hopefully come perform here too.
I feel like we haven't heard from her in like over a year.
She's just living her life right now. I feel
she's doing like dance challenges and stuff.
Exactly,
and she was she's like the host fun. Of Mama.
Well, and that's true. See, so she could definitely host. She has she could do the Konglish, Korean English, and she's obviously a full on native English speaker,
right?
But yeah, I saw her do the dance challenge with Yunjin, and she slapped her butt. That was awesome. Great. Great, great stuff for me to watch.
Continuing on with the N-Hyphen. So they'll not be going to KCON, obviously. And then their U.S. part of the tour starts in October. So it's still a while.
So you have time to save up engines.
I don't even freaking know when they're going to drop the tickets.
Just probably be ready.
Like it's honestly at this point, month, as long as
if you're really following the group, you will know when, to be honest. That's just how it is these days.
So they'll start LA, and it's at like some random sports park. Dignity Health. Well, isn't that the freaking hospital?
Well, that's one of the big hospitals here. Yeah. Oh, Dignity Health is everywhere. It's like one of those big...
Dignity Health Sports Park. So I looked up the capacity. It's an open venue. It's 27K, so it's a bigger venue because their last tour, weren't they? Where were they? Was it the Microsoft?
No, that was TXT. Wasn't the Forum?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was thinking about TXT.
Well, they're going to be... This, the Dignity Health thing you're talking about is in Carson, so near Torrance. This is where the LA Galaxy play.
So it's kind of far.
So it's an outdoor field, too. Yeah. So it's an outdoor stadium.
Yeah, it's outdoors.
It's close to my sister's place.
I was like... thinking why they didn't pick BMO, but then I was like, oh, maybe it's already taken by someone else touring or like a sports event. I don't know.
I kind of appreciated that it's in Carson. It's kind of cool. I like it in it's different area.
And then, I saw Glendale and I thought it was here, but it's not. This venue is in Arizona.
Glendale, California. Yeah.
So Arizona and then Houston, Dallas, Newark and Chicago.
Why you say it like you have like a New York accent? Like, New York.
New York. And then Chicago. And then it says more to come.
So they'll obviously add more tour dates. We've all have seen this before. If you listen to this podcast, we've all been through it together.
Yeah, but Stray Kids actually kept their promise. No, they said the more to come and they went to they went to Australia.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, they will keep their promise. Yeah. We just don't know if they're going to add a second date to the current dates.
That's true.
Or if they're going to... Well, like I see New York already has two dates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, huh?
October 18, 19. So all the engines should be happy and saving up for that. That's going to be a nightmare when tickets come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Their fellow Hybe mates, we watched them.
Yeah, we saw them.
This Sunday. Which I didn't even know. We saw them on the last day of their tour.
Yeah.
TXT, Tomorrow By Together.
Mm-hmm.
They were really great.
Yeah, they were amazing. I
mean, it's already good enough. At least me and Haley do know a lot of their songs.
Right. We have always liked their music. And then we didn't get a chance to see them last year because their venue was tiny as fuck. It was the Microsoft Theater, which is only 2.5K capacity for fucking TXT. Like, I don't know what a freaking Hybe was thinking.
They underestimated them. And they then really all of did. A sudden, they jumped from there. They went past through a lot of different other venues, and they went straight into BMO Stadium. Yes.
BMO is like 22K?
If you don't remember, BMO is the same stadium, which was what used to be called the Bank of California Stadium. So it's the same one where Blackpink was recently when
Stray
we saw
Kids
them.
And Stray Twice. Kids. Yep.
So, TXT was there.
And they filled both days. It was freaking packed. There was like no empty seat.
That was amazing.
It was really good for
them.
So
all those MOAs out there, good job.
So, but that's the thing. They were so like underestimated for their first tour. I felt like that was such a waste. They could have put them in the forum.
Yeah.
For their first one. Like freaking 3K capacity. Man. Hello, that's like so tiny.
And they sold out 2 days at BMO. So that says something right there.
Yeah, so they were really happy performing. And then they're actually all really good at speaking English.
Yeah, you know what? Not bad. Yeonjun is really good.
Yeah, Yeonjun is like pretty much fluent. And then obviously Kai. And then who was the other one that was good at English?
Even I know Subin was the one that was the least.
Subin.
But then they were not
like,
bad either.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really use a translator until the very end.
Was Taehyun?
Taehyun was pretty good too. I feel like they all.
Bomgyu,
yeah. I feel like it was Bomgyu and Subin had the least English.
And then the other three.
The three were pretty good.
Because Yeonjun was like, I was like, dude, this guy is like, it reminds me of Seungmin.
Yeah, because he's super fluent. He doesn't speak with like any Korean accent at all.
Like,
whereas
like,
Subin,
no,
there's like definitely there's a Korean accent.
But yeah, for the most part, shit, they did a great job.
Yeah, I was impressed because they didn't use the translator until their very like ending speech where they had to get, you know, really emotional and they wanted to put it in, you know, their own words instead of like reading it off like a prompter
or like
in
English. Or be able to say everything properly like the way they want it to say it. So that was really cool. Mm-hmm. It was great though. Super sad they didn't have a Thursday's Child.
I know. That was at their last tour.
Everything else was super
Thursday's
freaking awesome.
Child.
Like Sugar Rush Ride was cool to hear. And
yeah, they did
like,
all the songs
they
that
did
we
a
liked.
Lot of good songs.
Yeah. Magic.
Blue Hour Magic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like even in between, like all the different stuff.
Yeah.
Cat and dog.
Cat,
I call
dog,
it cat dog.
Cat and dog. Yeah, they got the whole freaking BMO Stadium to bark at them.
And I mean, overall, it was really cool. Plus, also, this is the first time Haley and I sat anywhere not close to the floor.
No, yeah,
we were actually in the 200s.
We were
second row.
Yeah,
but
it was fine.
It was fine, to be honest,
because
it was cool.
They're not my ultimate group. So
yeah,
I don't want that for Stray Kids.
Like it's cool seeing it's a different like world in different areas and sections and all that. But of course, if it comes down to like, you know, one of your alt groups or like one of your favorite bias groups, it's like if that was like their other hype mates, if this was like the female counterparts like Le Sserafim,
yeah,
I'm like I need to be at that floor.
Yeah,
it's
honestly,
like a different.
Yeah,
it's a different.
You're in like a bubble, but then like for Stray Kids, I need Barricade every time, at least once.
Once a year.
No, at least once a tour.
Oh god! So they have like two tours in a year.
Then... No, they'll never do that.
So yeah, like once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
So
okay.
And then
we only had it once for their last tour. Oh no. But it was last year and then this year. So I already saw them this year, Barricade.
Right.
For their encores.
And I mean, shit, like the new album is already coming out. It's getting shipped out.
Yes.
I don't know if we're supposed to wait till we talk about them. But...
No, we'll wait. Yeah, till the end.
Oh, okay. Yes. You don't want to... Okay. Yeah, your album should be coming in soon then, right? With that said, like, yeah, TXT was really great. So I'm glad we got to see them. Mm-hmm. It was definitely worth it, especially finally getting tickets at face value.
Right, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
These are the cheapest tickets Haley's ever bought.
Yeah, honestly, for a K-pop concert, these were so cheap. And then...
What was it like? Was it 99 or so? Oh, 69?
60. It was 59.
Shit. Are you serious?
Yeah. Amazing.
Damn, what a deal.
Yeah, because like people were reselling those same tickets that I had for like $200, $300.
Yeah.
The fuck am I going to pay for that?
And also, it was interesting watching it for the first time at BMO during like, I guess the summer. Because the concert already started. Like, it was already like an hour within the concert going on. It was still kind of bright outside. We're used to it being like dark. So it was kind of like awkward.
It was weird because I could see everybody, like when I was recording, I could see everyone's faces in the crowd as well.
Oh, don't get me started with recording. There was an army in front of us.
Ugh.
With like an army bomb, and it like ruined our videos because it's like, is it are we at a TXT concert or are we at a BTS concert? Because like like your army bomb is like just waving in the air.
And the army bomb is so bright too.
And it's noticeable because like it's just a big white ball. And it's like all the other colors are like synced. All the actual, I mean, it's crazy because like she's the only one like in our section, but she was in front of us. And then everyone around us literally was all just MOAs and actual TXT light sticks. And they're all colored and going to like the beat and they're mostly green.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm still kind of
turned off by it, right?
Like I don't understand. A different light stick to another group's concert. Like,
even if it's the same company, it still doesn't feel right.
It kind of just irritates me a little bit, to be honest. I don't know. But then I know there's fans that think it's fine and they're like, oh, and they use the excuse like, oh, I can't afford their like actual light stick. So they bring another group's light stick. That I don't know how to feel about that.
I still don't know
either. It's like you're going, I mean, as the performer, like if you look into the crowd and imagine like they're not even holding, you're not even holding their light stick. Like, isn't that weird?
And it ruined our video.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, that army bomb's all like right in my fucking videos.
I'm like, shit, it's just an army bomb. Like, I'm like, damn. Like, I swear, people, I'm like at a TXT concert.
Yeah,
like, if I post it.
I know.
But it's like, I mean, that I feel the same way. Like, I feel like you feel more strongly about it, obviously. But like in a way, it's just like for me, it's like I feel like if you don't have it, like there's
just
no.
Don't bring it. The guy next to me, he's a fucking hardcore MOA.
Yeah,
like he knew every fucking song. He was singing along and screaming.
He was singing every single lyric. He was singing his heart out. He's by himself too.
He didn't even have a freaking MOA bong.
Oh, but
so
he was
like,
singing more than like even all these people in front of us who have like the light sticks, including this army bomb MOA.
Yeah,
but I was like, this dude is like going all out.
So I was like, you don't need to, like, if you don't have a light stick and you can't afford it,
don't feel pressured.
Bring someone else, another group.
Well, Haley will tell you not to bring it, period. I would say don't feel pressured to have to hold a light stick too because everyone else will have it. You know what you can do? I saw someone next to the army bomb girl, like near in that area, holding the tiny, the keychain one because it's a really small, tiny one.
Yeah.
That's still fine. It's cute.
Exactly.
And it's funny. I brought the tiny army bomb one.
Yeah.
Because Haley was using the brand new one. I didn't want to like,
my other one is busted.
The version 3 wasn't working anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like don't pressure yourself. If anything, yeah, just like I don't like it either, seeing like other light sticks when you're going to see a specific artist.
I feel like it's fine at KCON because there's
when
multiple
you go to mix
artists,
events, you go to like if you like KCON, if you go even like
Head in
the
clouds,
when there's various and multiple artists, sure, go all out. But when you're going to a specific tour, like a group's tour,
like their own tour, solo tour,
yeah, like it's probably like even if you're trying to talk yourself into making it work, just don't do it. Because if you're like, oh, but you know, it's Hybe, right? So Hybe, same family.
Yeah.
It's like, no, don't bring an army bomb to the 17 concert. Don't bring a TXT, their light stick, to the 17.
To the BTS concert.
Well, I'm saying to the 17 concert because that's what's probably going to be the next world
tour. I know,
tour.
But then I feel like, imagine if you go to a BTS concert and you know how ARMY is.
Oh, you
I think they'd be so fucking pissed.
You'll get murdered.
Yeah.
ARMY's crazy now. So if you bring a TXT, like say you only have a TXT one and you bring it there, not only will it be frowned upon, you'll probably
get eaten alive.
You get destroyed verbally and emotionally.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything to that person that had the army bomb, but in my head, I was like, man, she's ruining
all
my pictures.
Well, if you went to Sugar's concert and you brought like a army bomb, not an army bomb, like any other thing, any other light stick, I think someone would have said something.
I feel like
you.
A lot of people question it. But then that's my own personal opinion.
But yeah, besides that, the TXT concert was pretty good. actually not pretty good. It was really good.
Yeah.
They're really great live too. Mm-hmm. And also, like I said, it was kind of bright outside, so it was kind of awkward. They did the freaking
the
light
wave.
Stick, the wave that you know what I'm talking about. When you put up your light sticks and you do
like
a wave around the whole stadium, it was still bright out. I couldn't see shit. I couldn't really tell.
No, I don't know why they did that. They should
have
left it at the end until
it got darker or something. Ugh.
Yeah.
Waste. Anyways, let's continue because NewJeans. I posted on our Instagram story because me and Haley are actually we're kind of more active now on our Instagram and just reposting and posting stuff on our story for the podcast Instagram specifically, not our personal ones. And I said that there was going to be a NewJeans like collaboration with other various artists that are also part of like this Coca-Cola like
collab.
Like I don't know what the hell to describe it as. It was going to release May 31st, which is of this recording, the day that we're recording this.
Right.
So there was actually a small music video, and it does involve NewJeans. They have their own small segments because it's a lot of different artists, actually. The music video is called Who You Are. It obviously has NewJeans. It's by Coke Studio. John Batiste, is that right? JID, Cat Burns, Camilo. I have no idea any of these artists.
I know NewJeans.
Yeah, that's all I know. But it was pretty cool to hear it. It's making me excited because not only are they having this random music video collab, they did get some news dropped by Min Hee Jin, mm-hmm. you know, their CEO of Adore. Mm-hmm. They are going to be releasing something this summer. I think we talked about it, but now it's like for real confirmed. Yeah. Like it's set in stone. So I'm super excited. Looking forward to that. Also, if you heard and seen recently, all my fellow bunnies. They are going to have another NewJeans McDonald's collaboration. Mm-hmm. So they are not just going to have it in Korea this time, Haley.
I know.
But they will have it.
In Asia.
Not everywhere. America. Not outside of Asia. Yeah. And it's horrible because I will still have the FOMO because they will be having it, obviously, in South Korea. This is all going to start in June. And I think it's kind of spread apart.
Yeah.
Some of them will actually start later. So, like, 2 months later, like September. I'm not exactly sure the specific dates, but it's like staggered. It's like a staggered like event going on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're starting in South Korea, but second place is the motherland for us. Well, half your motherland.
Mine. Yeah.
The Philippines will be getting the next set. Thailand after Indonesia, Brunei, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, and ending in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So not even Japan. I was like, I'm kind of surprised looking at this. Hmm. So also with that said, thank goodness I have another really good army friend who I went to college with. Mm-hmm. Lives in the Philippines recently.
Yeah.
So you know damn well I begged the shit out of her to get McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll pay for you. I'll pay for your meal, everything that you want. I will pay for whoever you go with. I just want this damn meal
set,
like, because I think it comes with some interesting stuff.
It comes with, like, an acrylic stand.
Yeah, the acrylic stand of, like, all the members, and it says, like, McDonald's and stuff.
And, like, a card that has, like, the NewJeans times McDonald's thing on it.
That's why.
I don't know, it looks really cute.
Whatever it comes with, I begged her for it. And luckily enough, this shout out to Melissa. Her cousin is visiting, who's from here in Long Beach. So whenever she comes back, she'll bring it, and we'll just meet up her cousin and pick it up.
Works out.
Oh, thank the Lord.
So you're not going to have FOMO.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
I'll have FOMO of not being able to eat whatever the hell
it's
is part of the
fine.
Menu. But besides that, I'll have the stuff, and I'll be happy.
Damn, they should just bring it here, like BTS, the BTS meal.
I know. FOMO. Global FOMO. Like everyone else outside of these countries, we said, I'm sure. But I'm super excited for myself, because at least we're going to make it work. Because I think the last collab didn't actually have, like, merch or anything really like this. Like, the acrylic for NewJeans.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'd be having more FOMO if it wasn't for Melissa.
Right.
So thank goodness for that. And obviously, I'm really excited. I'm really curious for what they're going to release next. Because Man, it's just like, I'm not trying to be biased, but damn, all their music, like every song has been really, really good. Like the producers that they choose and have.
Well, you and the other billions of people that keep streaming their songs.
We are forever all hype boys and girls. Okay, so that said, next we have, let's talk about 17, because they are going to be hopefully touring. They'll drop something soon.
Hopefully. I mean, because like so far they've only mentioned Japan. And Korea.
Which is crazy. Like, it's right. You would expect, I think by the end of the year is my guess. I'm hoping. Or what if they pull? Because I didn't even consider that KCON thing you brought up.
Yeah, that was because, I was talking to your cousin about it. And she was, like, sad because, like, nothing was released for, like, a world tour. It was strictly only Korea and then Japan. And then there was nothing else.
You know, that was it.
And
so
then
far.
So I was like, oh, what are they doing in August? And I was like, what happens if they come to KCON? I was like, is that a possibility? We'll see.
Right? Because they were here when Twice was here, too.
Or they could add it for a U.S. tour in August. But then it's like, their Japan tour is after, But why didn't they already like release it?
When is the Japan tour?
September, October.
Oh shit!
But then they already announced it, and they didn't announce anything for I think it's September or like October, November.
Oh, so yeah. It's like a lot. It's a lot later.
Yeah,
later.
They already announced it, and then they didn't announce anything for the U.S. So she's kind of like sad.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of disappointing. Mm-hmm. We'll never know. You don't know until like you know it happens. Mm-hmm. You won't know till the end of December.
Right.
Like if there's nothing by then you can give your hopes up. Mm-hmm. Then you'll save some money. But Fearless Leader, is sitting out the fan meet for health reasons. Hopefully he's okay.
I hope so. What kind of health reasons?
They didn't specify.
Mental health.
You think so? Maybe he has. Sometimes. It could be his stomachache.
Stomachache.
But yeah, he's gonna be sitting that out. So that's one thing we saw. Also, moving on to SM because we did say there's gonna be some stuff going on with SM. Let's talk about the breaking news. Literally, we just found this out before the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Three members of EXO.
Yep.
Notified that they will terminate their contract with SM.
Yeah, and because it says of some that they're shady filing shit. A lawsuit against them, too. So that means shit went fucking down.
I mean, isn't this what SM was known for back in the day? Uh-huh. Like
not paying their artists?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. What the fuck? I think they're still paying them, but not at the rate not at a fair rate. And I think like their contract was like a little unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
SM
know.
Is
some shit.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to think that this is happening again. Because
mm-hmm.
you would think by now, because like, all eyes are on K-pop and
right.
like companies, like everyone's like watching them with a magnifying glass and judging like companies and stuff.
Yeah, so it's Baekhyun, Shumin, and Chen are the one that are leaving.
Damn. So I mean, that's huge news to
right.
be honest. That says a lot about what's going on inside of SM.
Yeah,
that's not gonna look good. It's already not looking good because a stupid Ticketmaster with a stupid platinum. Official platinums for Aespa.
I know.
Which still pisses me off, but we're going to wait. We're going to play the waiting game. It's all mm-hmm. good. We'll snipe the tickets the day of if we need to. We mm-hmm. know how to play that game, Ticketmaster. But yeah, that's pretty wild. But I guess there is a little good news on the SM side. SHINee.
Mm-hmm. SHINee's back.
SHINee's back. They will be releasing their 8th album. It's called
Hard.
That's it.
On Hard. June 26th, yeah.
June 26th. So that'll be coming up fairly soon, within like a month.
Man, can they come to KCON?
Oh, man, that'd be so sick. Can you imagine? SHINee's back.
SHINee's back.
And all these like newer K-pop fans will see SHINee, man, because like they're so good.
They're so good.
Plus, we get to see Minho and Ki together.
Yeah.
And of course, Taemin, and of course, Anyu. Anyu looks so different. I know we were talking about it with our other friends.
In
another friend group. He looks so different.
Like
he lost a lot of weight.
They're worried about him.
His
weight loss was like kind of drastic.
People are worried like mental health wise.
Yeah.
But then he's promoting mental health.
Yeah.
Recently, so I don't know. Maybe he's just vegan now or something.
I don't know.
Our friend that turned vegan like got really
skinny.
Like lost a lot of weight too.
Yeah.
So it's possible he's maybe just being healthier, like
but,
physically and like in his body and like mentally and emotionally.
Yeah,
maybe, like,
I don't know. I think it's just because I'm so used to Anyu having such like a rounder face, and now it's just like really skinny.
He's really skinny.
Yeah,
you know who has a round face? Taemin.
Yeah, because he's been fed well. And
a recent video where he was like topless, like running around?
Yeah,
that was.
I think that was like from their fan meet.
Oh Jesus! Oh, yeah. So Taemin's still Taemin.
Yeah.
In the end, like you know, that'd be great if they were part of KCON because it'd be cool to see them here. Because I don't know if they would actually do a U.S. tour anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anytime soon. Plus, like they were here for KCON a long time ago too, right?
Want to say yes.
Maybe during like your Big Bang times.
I only saw them for SM Town concert.
What if they have an SM Town concert here?
Mm.
Like, oh, I wish they had the Weverse Con here in America.
Yeah.
We're still hoping and praying for, like, what? Isn't it supposed to be, like, MAMA here in the U.S. too?
Oh, that's not happening this year.
Oh, what is it?
It's going to be in Japan.
Oh, that's right. They ended
yeah.
up doing that. Well,
mm-hmm.
well, we can hope and pray for other stuff. I guess with that said.
Top?
One last thing would be Top, yes. Because he is not associated with Big Bang.
Yeah, this
he doesn't want to be associated with Big Bang.
This was so weird to me because, like, we all know that he's doing his space project
to the moon.
To the moon.
Top to the moon. Can't wait till he makes music on the moon. My God, it's gonna be so cool. He's gonna make music on the moon, huh? What do you think?
Oh, I mean, honestly, I was like, oh, his comeback will be on from the moon. a solo comeback. Only.
He's going to be a Steve Aoki on the moon. They're going to make music. That'll be one of some of the first, like, is it going to be one of the first music, like, produced ever from the moon? That'd be fucking
probably.
Cool.
Probably.
So that'd
I
be cool. That'd
be
cool.
Would be so jealous.
Yeah, that'd be
fucking
cool.
Because they want to be the first ones to perform on the moon. Remember their interview?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But, so this was kind of, because we all know that Top kind of, like, moved away from YG Entertainment, like, last year.
Yeah, right before
along
their
with Daesung.
Comeback. Yeah.
And then, but then, because Daesung still associates himself with Big Bang.
Just
same
not
with
part of,
Taeyang, even though he's Black Label, he's still
not,
Big Bang.
Right, but Daesung's not even with YG anymore.
No.
But he's associated with Big
exactly.
Bang.
Exactly, and then G-Dragon's just there, but he's still Big Bang. But I guess Top was trying to make it clear that he's not with Big Bang at all anymore.
How so?
So, I guess he had posted recently, he was like on a keyboard and he's like, well, making music or something, like on his story or a post. And then, so he's obviously still making music. And I guess a fan had commented and said like, oh, Top, did you leave Big Bang? Just like out of nowhere. And then he replied to this fan and he's like, I've already withdrawn. I've already told you guys that I'm leaving and I'm now facing a new chapter in my life since last year. This was all in caps, too. Like, caps lock.
Maybe it's easier for him to...
Maybe.
To read.
You know, I was like, is he shouting at her? And then, like...
I mean, they're all boomers now at this point. Look at Taeyang.
That's
like,
so
his,
true, honestly.
The way
okay.
he posts his stuff.
And then, another fan asked, is that true that you are coming back? And then he only put solo. So, like, he's only going to come back as a solo artist, and he's not going to be associated with Big Bang
it's like,
anymore.
Un-un-solo.
Yeah, and then... Also, I don't know what my thought process went out the window when you started singing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm going to say.
Was it about Big Bang?
Yeah, it was.
Was it about Top?
Yes.
Was it about G-Dragon?
No. Oh, yeah. So, like, his... on his stories and stuff, when he's, like, reposting stories, and then in the articles where it mentions Top and Big Bang... He has been crossing out Big Bang's name.
Oh, like, actually cross...
Like, he draws on it and crosses their name out.
Interesting.
I was like,
there has something,
what does that mean?
Something happened.
Did
there's
it?
No way.
I don't want to start rumors or anything, but I was like, that's kind of weird.
Well, maybe, I don't know. It could either be something had happened,
or he just doesn't want to be
associated.
Exactly.
Like, he doesn't want his music that he's making himself to be like, oh,
that's part of Big Bang.
Like, Top from like Big Bang's Top.
I feel
top.
Like that's it's more no, so his personality. I think it's that.
He's like,
the
no, I'm,
one.
No, not Big Bang's Top, just Top.
Top, yeah.
Top did it.
I think it's that one, because I was like, I'm pretty sure they're fine, like the members.
I was going to say he could probably do some dance challenges, but this man.
He'll dance on the moon.
Yeah, he's not at, let's just say he's not at the same level as Taeyang.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, I mean, for now, we only have Taeyang doing his promotions.
Our favorite Gen 4 soloist, yeah. Taeyang.
I'm thankful for him. We got music from him, at least.
And he's living his best K-pop idol life in the Gen 4.
He's having fun.
The world of Gen 4.
Yeah, so that was kind of disappointing as a VIP, like, to hear that. I was like, oh, damn.
Oh,
okay.
Top.
So
okay.
There is no fucking chance that there ever going to be four of them anymore. Yeah.
Not for now. Hey, that's what happened with Blink-182. I thought there was no more chance.
That's true.
Now, Blink-182, we're going to see them on tour next month.
Yeah, and they're all together, all the original members.
Yeah.
So.
Tom is back.
Yes, things can
and he's
happen.
He's best of friendos again with Mark and Travis.
Because then they realize, they're like, man, life is too short. And then that's probably what he thought.
Life is too short to last long.
Exactly.
Anyways, let's... okay, so I guess it's going to be the big boys' turns. Mm-hmm. So with that said, I think it's time to kind of tell everyone where they should check us out, Haley.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
What's on those?
I have no idea.
Oh,
maybe
come
NMIX.
Come on.
Have you uploaded NMIX? I think it's just Blackpink videos still.
I'm slowly going through stuff.
That's fine. Honestly, you should just like cut and paste all of those Blackpink videos into there.
I am slowly putting stuff in, but it would be nice if you helped, you know, throw some TikTok videos in there. Everyone's waiting.
I know all my Stray Kids shit. I know.
You have tons.
Yeah.
You could just Stray Kids
whole
time.
My whole phone is just full of them. I have like no fucking space on my phone. And I look back and I'm like, oh, it's because of the 6 fucking Stray Kids concerts still.
Yes,
on my
exactly.
phone.
It's because of the 6 Stray Kids concert. That, the way the amount of space that your video takes, like, space for on your phone.
Yeah.
Because of how high the quality is. Like, yeah, that's probably why your phone is filled up.
It's so hard for me to delete it. I've already, like, backed it up and everything, well, but
why
I have
don't
a
you
hard
share
time.
It with the world? Just small clips here and there. Okay, I'm maybe. Slowly sharing my Blackpink stuff.
Yeah,
people,
yeah, you're
plus,
right.
Plus, like, we're fairly active. You've been posting stuff on our stories for the podcast.
Yes, just me simping, you know.
Me too.
Nothing
for the guys and the girls.
I know. I saw some of your posts. I was like, point of view date with freaking Felix.
Oh, or that
like,
wasn't that wasn't you that posted
or
that?
Or 17, that step on me.
That wasn't you that posted that?
No. It's obvious when
it's
he
a
posts
ghost.
It. I feel like there's a difference in, like, the way that you
Man,
write.
Man, you know what?
I'm gonna
write it like you next time so people will never know.
Changbin, choke me.
Okay, anyways, and also, if you're tuning in and listening, always give us a follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We always appreciate it wherever you're tuning in. We're available on all platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, I think pretty much everywhere. We always appreciate all of your follows and everyone listening. We're at a good constant level of listeners, like, every episode, and it's been amazing.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We had, like, a little break. I think it went down just, like, a little bit because I think everyone was, like, on a... like vacation or some shit, maybe. But like,
when?
It's back up again. I don't know. Maybe it was when we were on vacation too. I don't know.
Actually, I feel like a lot of people traveled in April.
Yeah. But it's back up. I'm like, oh, okay. I thought it was like, oh man, maybe we suck now. Like, is
oh,
it...
maybe it's because we're not like, because we were just doing our pre-recorded
maybe
episodes.
We suck now. But I like those episodes. But maybe I'm just biased because I haven't listened either. But I thought they were interesting enough. We did talk a lot in those.
Yeah.
But let's stop talking a lot now and let's get into the actual news. Let's BTS or Stray Kids? Take your
BTS.
Pick. All right. BTS time. Go for it.
So it's going to be their 10th year anniversary this year. Wow. It's already 10 years. Woo.
I'm like, has it really been 10 years? It's
yeah,
crazy to think.
That's crazy, honestly. And it makes me like kind of sad. I'm like, damn, 10 years has passed already since their debut. Because they debuted
wow.
in 2013.
All I think of when I think of their debut is Coolio. And how much he was a douche.
Oh my God. RIP though.
I know.
Yeah.
RIP, but still, that was pretty mean though.
Oh, I know. With Tay,
yeah.
I know. But yeah, that was the beginning of BTS. But so they're actually doing, because they do Festa every year for ARMY.
Of course, Festa.
And actually, I was surprised that they were doing it. I mean, because they're not there.
It is a surprise.
They're not. I mean, they're not physically together as a group because Hobi and Jin are in the military, and then the other members are off doing their own things.
Is Suga still touring?
I don't
touring?
Fucking know. Maybe.
He's
maybe
like,
he's done.
He's hanging out drinking Hennessy somewhere. He's probably watching
no
the
idea.
NBA finals and shit.
But then, yeah, so like, I guess they have already prepared stuff from long ago that they'll be dropping it next month. And then, because usually with Festa, they have, like, a fan meet in Korea, like, in person. But obviously, they can't do that this year.
Yeah, of course.
But then, so they've prepared stuff. I don't know what it is. It's probably, like, videos, pre-recorded music. They're actually dropping a new digital single.
What? That, see, like, I think they're ready to go. Like,
yeah.
They have all this stuff saved
yeah.
up that we, a lot of people don't expect. But to be honest...
Because it's BTS. Because
it's BTS and HYBE, they yeah. know better. So, of course, they're going to...
They're still going to reel in the money somehow, even though BTS is not present.
But that's true, because that's HYBE mentality.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, for sure, like, they're gonna have tons of pre-recorded songs. A lot of these groups have pre-recorded songs and all these ideas that they probably have had.
That's true.
They have so many songs, I'm sure, already. And Haley will talk, especially for Stray Kids. I know you're excited to talk about some of the stuff.
Oh, I'm so excited for them.
Haley has a lot of Stray Kids stuff to talk about for sure. So, and she's excited to talk about it because mm-hmm. she told me some of it today. I was like, oh, shit, that's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So if you're a stay, hang in there because there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff.
So for their digital single track, this is for BTS, not Stray Kids.
Yes, to ARMY again.
Yeah. It's called Take Two, and it's going to be released on June 9th.
It's already coming up.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if... Because it says digital single, so that means there's probably no video, right?
You would think, right?
That's what I'm assuming.
Digital single, that could mean also that they're only going to release it like digitally, so they might not have physical copies.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like actual CD albums, like albums. Mm. But I mean, there could be like a video or like even like They could do like an animation.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
true.
Like an animated music video.
So we'll see. And then I guess for the title track, Take Two, it's suggesting BTS is moving on to their second chapter after the first chapter of a decade-long journey as artists. The single is an ode to their fans, ARMY, showing the gratitude to their fans. And then Suga participated in the overall production of the track with RM and J-Hope
as
songwriting. June 9th. June 9th. I feel like
Mark
June
calendars.
Is going to be very busy with comebacks.
Are you kidding me? Every effing month.
Group. Oh.
Every month and every group is like, it's just nonstop. Like, yeah. this is the life of a multi-stan for K-pop.
Yeah, so...
And we don't even, like, listen to, like, all the groups. Like, I mean, even the other girl groups. Like I said, Queen Card, like, with the G-Idol.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, like, I see all their
50-50, like,
challenges. We've
always brought it up. We've always brought it up. But it's like, there's so much going on, aside from all the stuff that we talk about. We just, you know, kind of cover the groups that we're more... that we actually listen to. We don't want to, like...
Like, stand more so than...
Like, yeah, that we actually, like, really listen and kind of... And follow, you know. And I'm sure there's other podcasters that, you know, follow other groups, too. So, that's the fun part. You can always find, like, a little bit of different things here and there from other people.
So, their festa, it starts May 31st. And then it will be until June 17th. So, they have, like, a little calendar up on their official website.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah, it doesn't show like what they're doing, but I see like a lot of presents.
I like the
music.
I like the little artwork. Yeah. The festa for this year is like a Monopoly theme.
Yeah, it looks
like a board game. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
it really actually not just any board. That's Monopoly.
That
is
definitely
there's literally
go,
a go sign.
Yeah,
like the corner go.
Yeah, and then so they also have on their actual official iBigHit.com. They have, like, a section for BTS. It's called BTS Presence Everywhere. And then it shows an animated room filled with BTS merch. And I guess each day it fills with new BTS merch. I don't know exactly what you can do with it. I guess you just look at it. I was trying to work it out. But
maybe they might sell some. Maybe it might be available.
I don't know. But one of the ones that I saw, it was, like, the pop figures of the BTS members.
Oh, no.
I was like, ugh. But, I tried looking at it on my phone, and the layout of it was so weird. So you have to only open it on your browser.
Like your
yeah,
because
I was like,
PC,
what the fuck am I looking
Mac?
At? Yeah, so yeah. I went on my PC and I saw. I was like, oh, it's a room.
Okay, so it's like yeah, so
it's like a bedroom, an army
it's
bedroom.
It's not mobile friendly. It
yeah,
sounds
it's
like.
Not mobile friendly. And then so also Tay, he was off somewhere. I don't know where he's going, but he was at the airport and he revealed his new hair color.
Ah, yes.
It looked bleached, silver blonde slash, but his hair looked very fried.
Like a
poodle.
Like
a poodle, yeah.
So there
it was very,
goes.
Very fluffy. But I feel like a lot of ARMY were excited about this because it's been a while since Tay has had like different colored hair.
Does this mean he's possibly working on his stuff
he's
now?
He's working on something,
I think so.
For sure.
He's working on
he's
his solo.
He's going somewhere
probably.
To like freaking film something.
I think he's working
yeah.
on his solo now.
Me too.
Finally, finally.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be him and then Jungkook's probably last then.
Yeah, I think so. It does sound like it at this point. And last but not least.
Oh, I didn't even know this. Shame on me.
Shame on you.
Jimin breaks Jungkook's Guinness World Record for fastest male K-pop solo artist to reach number one. Oh, no, wait. To reach 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Wow. Your boy.
My boy. My man, I guess.
So, but no, but then, like, we said that he's working. Well, I guess Jimin, like... Oh, yeah, it's only those two left. Yeah,
yeah, it's only Tay.
We're hoping that Jimin tours
yeah,
is
yeah.
what I think we talked about before the podcast.
Yeah, so, like, there's been, like, a leak somewhere. I don't even know. This is from, like, a Jakarta website, like a ticketing website, and it said coming soon, and it had Jimin's poster.
And this has happened for a lot of other groups before.
Yeah.
So this is... Don't think it could be completely fake. I mean, take it with like
this is like an official ticketing.
Take
place.
It with like a grain of salt, but at the same time, it's definitely possible.
Yes,
we've seen Blackpink leaks. We've seen Twice leaks before.
So I was like, man, there's gonna be a possible Jimin tour, solo tour coming up. I think
it is gonna come. Yeah. They're gonna just drop it out
this
of nowhere.
Like, why would they fucking put that?
They're gonna do it out of nowhere. We should be used to this. We shouldn't be surprised. It's just gonna be like, oh, but there it is.
It was
gonna come.
I mean, it would make sense for Jimin to tour. To be honest,
yeah.
I don't
before
know what,
before he goes out on a on his military enlistment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think with that said, are you ready? Do you need any water? Because I feel like this is going to be, this will be all you, this whole part. You're ready for this.
I know. Ugh.
Do some stretches.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Stray Kids stuff that I see on Haley's notes.
Yeah, because like, damn, their comeback is literally tomorrow.
Woo!
Well, of this podcast, it'll be
Friday.
Today.
Thursday.
Thursday for us. It's Friday in Korea. True. Yeah. So it's tomorrow. I think at like 9 p.m. PST.
And you have your albums coming in soon, right?
Yeah. I mean, those ones haven't shipped, the signed ones, because they're always lag.
JYP Shop, like,
I was talking to Charissa, my friend, because we ordered the signed ones, and I was like, dude, they haven't even shipped it. This should have been shipped like 2 weeks ago, because it's coming from Korea for us to get it on time, but we'll probably get it in the middle of like June, probably. And for me, last year with the Maxident, I didn't get it until like their Maxident era was fucking over.
Yeah, that's why. That's so disappointing.
But
JYP Shop, looking at you.
But I pre-ordered from Target.
Of course, limited. Just in case.
Just in case, because I... Because
you want to have it still, like when it comes.
Yeah,
because
I didn't think that my albums were ever going to come from
Accident. Is it
going to
be dropped off, or is it a pickup?
There was no pickup.
Okay, so
they're
going to...
drop it off, okay. Yeah. So I got the limited version, and then like one random of their standard version, because I was like, I'm not missing out this time, because like everyone's going to be opening their albums again, and I have nothing, and I have to wait like another month.
Total is going to be 6 albums for you then, right?
Yeah. And the digipacks.
I get it. I've bought plenty of Twice albums, so I can't judge you.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand.
Plus, that's all I spend is like, it's just on Stray Kids now. And then I bought the 4 digipacks for my 4 bias line.
Yes.
Changbin, Hyunjin, Bang Chan, and Felix. Yeah. So I don't know when those are coming in, though.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just
it hasn't
know.
Shipped
it's,
yet, but...
If anything, it's going to be like a pleasant surprise. Like, oh, it's here.
I know. I can't wait.
It's a gift to yourself from the past.
It sucks, though, because I've seen some people on TikTok. I don't know how they got the albums. Maybe they work for a store that has them.
I mean, that's possible. Sometimes people just get lucky, to be honest.
Yeah,
too.
The store
just, like,
doesn't
weird.
Know, and then they just put the albums out on the shelves
by
accident.
Yeah, it happens. It fucking happens.
And then they realize, and they're like, fuck, and then they take them all down. So I've seen what's inside that album, and I'm really excited.
I really like the design. We said it looked like Mahjong, like Korean Mahjong, but do you remember what it's called? Because it
Go
is like...
stop. No, wait.
Something like that, right?
It's a Korean poker. Poker?
Poker.
It's Korean poker, yeah. So.
No, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
I like the design, and the colors
really
are really nice. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, Haley got her nails done.
I did.
And they are...
For S-Class.
Yeah. Why don't you just post that?
I will. I need to take a picture. I wanted to take it with the album.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you need one
it matches the color.
Of just the... I know, but like, but just the nails after, too.
Okay, tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Tomorrow I will, before they grow out. So anyway, Stray Kids S-Class drops tomorrow, the music video and the full album. I'm super excited.
Haley's been waiting for this shit.
Oh my god, because like we've been seeing like all these teasers and drops and dance. They even have a freaking dance challenge for S-Class already. Did you know that?
You told me.
Yeah, they dropped
like,
it yesterday.
You told me that. I was like, wait, it's not out yet.
It's not out yet, but they dropped it for the chorus. So they have a full-on dance challenge. You can check it out on TikTok. They have the members in pairs, and they're all doing it. I've learned part of it already because the dance movements are really cool. Like I feel like Stray Kids uses a lot of hand gestures in their choreo, so there's a lot of that again. And then... Oh, here's something that I was talking to you about earlier.
Which one?
About them breaking the pre-order records.
Oh, yes.
So Stray Kids 5-Star breaks pre-order records and becomes the highest number of pre-orders in K-pop history.
K-pop. Not male artists, not male groups.
K-pop.
Like K-pop history.
As of May 30th, they had 4.93 million pre-orders, which is basically double of their Maxident one, which was about 2 point something. So like in 8 months, they doubled their sales.
That's
which
wild
is fucking
to think
crazy.
Of because it's not just like I know they doubled their sales, but it's not like doubling like a million. It's doubling 4 million. It's like that's a lot.
So like I have the thing here. So for the number one ranking now, it's Stray Kids at 4.9 million pre-orders. 17 did really well, too, for their FML album.
Yeah, it was recent, yeah.
They did crazy good, too. They got 4.6 million pre-orders.
It was a really good album, too, to be honest. So like, the music was really good.
Those two groups outbeat BTS.
That just shows, like, that's just... Like, if you didn't believe us when we said people split after, like, not yeah. split, but, like...
Join the bandwagons.
Well, not that either, Haley, trying to be mean. But then, like, I'm trying to say, like, after BTS went hiatus, they either went the Stray Kids route or they went to the
17
route.
Yeah, because they felt lost and they wanted to find,
like, you know, like, a... Yeah.
Find the comfort.
And those are the two
again.
Big groups. And mm. So one of them was giving you comfort and hugging you closely.
Yes. So, and then BTS's third, Map of the Soul 7, was 4 million. Yeah, so, like, let me see here. I'm trying to see if there's, like, is there Blackpink on here? Oh, yeah, Blackpink did make the list, too. They're number 11 at 2 million.
Okay.
And then the other groups were TXT, NCT, 17 again, aespa. My World did pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, My World did pretty good.
They're almost 2 million. 1.8 million.
Yeah, they did a lot.
Twice is there, too, 1.7. But it just goes to show, look at the numbers. 4.9 million, that's plus, almost 5 million.
Plus, people are finally slowly getting more into K-pop. Like, it's still, like, going on that people are just finding out about K-pop and starting to really get into K-pop.
That's so true.
This totally makes sense why it's, like
over the years,
it's snowballing,
like,
and it's, like, a huge now.
Yeah.
Like, compared to before. This is, like, a big jump. It's going to keep growing, to be honest.
Yeah.
This is bad for Haley because it's bad for Haley because for 17 and for Stray Kids, the concerts will be selling like hotcakes.
I know.
Hotcake sounds really outdated when I say it. Selling like, what's like the new term?
I don't fucking know.
Selling like,
boomer too.
Selling like crypto. I don't even know. Selling like albums, basically.
So, but then here's the thing though, like, because 17 and Stray Kids did so well and then they out topped BTS.
Oh, here we go.
Guess what? There
I,
was.
I know.
Yeah, there was a lot of negative comments
I don't need
from
to guess.
Army. I'm so disappointed.
Because we talked about this. Blackpink and BTS, they're like, there's toxic Blinks and there's a really toxic fandom for Army too. There's like,
yeah.
Obviously, there's nice and good ones.
I know.
And there's obviously really crazy ones because we're talking about Sesungs and like just other ones that are just like very. I guess defensive,
possessive of their groups. Yeah.
But so, that's, it's gonna happen.
Cause like all of course, like Stay and Carrots were like celebrating, and you know they're like super proud of like their groups doing really well.
Because, as they
like,
should. They
because deserve- I feel like Stray Kids were very like underdog. BTS was underdog too. It's like, of course you're gonna be happy for them to do well. Like, what's wrong with that? But then of course these ARMY, Toxic ARMY, were putting it down and saying like things. JYP bought all the albums, that's why their pre-orders are so much. Or like, do a recount, that's wrong. Like, they're just putting it down.
Trust me, as Haley and I and our friends are JYP stans, JYP would not spend money to rebuy their albums. Trust me.
So that's the thing. It's like, why do you even have to say stuff like that?
Because
just keep your mouth shut.
I don't know. It's just, that's the type of people that are out there sometimes.
Yeah, so I was like, ugh.
It's like, don't say anything if you have something like negative or bad to say. Really,
yeah.
Really.
And then
honest.
For 17, because Joko's cousin is like a huge Carrot. Like, that's her main group.
Yep,
and she was
Camille loves them. Holy shit.
Yeah, she was telling me that it was the same for 17. She said that like 17 was getting hated on by ARMY by saying like, oh, 17 wouldn't have made it without BTS. BTS paved the way. The only reason why 17 is doing good right now is because HYBE absorbed it and it was because of BTS.
Of course, they're going to find ways to attack the weak spots.
I'm like, damn.
You just
got to
let
really?
It go in one ear and out the other. Like, because these people will not listen to you anyway. So like,
yeah,
whatever. Just,
I
like,
know.
Whatever,
then,
you
course,
guys are third now.
I mean, like, I don't see any of it, but then like, I knew that like that was going to happen. I was like, damn. Just bringing down the positive stuff with all your negative comments. Anyways. So, Stray Kids actually... So, for each comeback, Stray Kids always releases an intro. It's called an intro video to whatever, like, their album is. So, like, last time it was Maxident. And then the one before that was Ordinary. And then... In Life. So they release an intro video, and what it is like the members, they sit down and talk about all the tracks, how they got there, like why this one was picked as a title track. Like, they talk about, like, the composing and then just, like, what they think about the songs. It's really interesting. So I was watching that today because it dropped today. I really, if you're a stay, you need to watch this because it kind of gives you, like, insight on their new album. And, like, their thought process is, like, so interesting to watch.
It's it's pretty crazy because, like, they do produce their music.
Yeah.
Like,
everything is done by Three Ratcha.
Ever since they debuted, it's Bang Chan, Changbin, and Han.
Yeah.
Writing and composing. Not just writing. They compose these tracks.
It's like, fucking They're the crazy. Real producers.
Yeah. They don't just assist or anything. Like, it's just they're, like, JYP just has them because they, like, do their own work. They're, like, self-taught and self-reliant. Like, it's like they don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, because the thing about Stray Kids, they were an experimental group. And then that's why JYP just gave them so much freedom. He didn't know that they were going to blow up like this. So, but then he's like, damn, this is working. So I'm just going to let them keep doing their thing.
Yeah, just let the ball roll.
Yeah, because, like, Stray Kids, if you listen to their music, they have a very certain sound. Like, it's not my typical music that I would be like, oh, damn, I really love that. But then, like, if you keep, even the members said this too. They're like, we have such a specific sound that some people, when they listen to it the first time, they're like, what the heck is this? This just sounds like noise. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Or it's too hardcore. Too much. Yeah.
They even said that about their own music, but then they're like, now this is our unique sound. So, like, whenever people hear this, they know it's us. So it's like unique to them. It, like, kind of just represents the way that Stray Kids is. And I guess that's something to be proud about because they've made their own kind of, like, musical sound, I guess. So
is this the one where they talk about God's Menu?
That one's later on, but then, like, so they had a hard time choosing their title track this time.
And wonder why? Because they probably have so many
good ones. Yeah,
they have tons of, like, this is what we were talking about, like, how BTS, like, people were surprised, but they shouldn't be as surprised because there's a lot of music and tracks that these artists have in their pockets,
like on their laptop,
just waiting to be released but then it's just not the right time, not the right theme, not the right, like, just,
yeah, exactly, it's not the right time,
not right, yeah, yeah, no, and, like, or maybe it doesn't fit, like, what they're going for at this moment.
Yeah, so
like, they just have all these amazing, they're not just trash tracks that
no,
like,
they're not,
these are actual,
they're not ready yet.
These are title tracks that were done
years
ago.
Yeah. So, like, the members said that there was actually 8 different songs that they wanted as a title track, and they had to, like, narrow it down. And in the end, they chose S-Class because they said that it really sounded like the Stray Kids sound that they were going for. Like, how, you know, when you hear God's Menu, Maniac, like, you really think of Stray Kids.
Yeah, thunderous, exactly. Like, shit.
So, I'm really excited to hear that song. They also got Tiger JK to feature on their album, and then they talked about how they even got that collaboration to happen, because if you guys remember, Three Ratcha performed with Tiger JK at MAMA last year. They had a stage with him. So I guess after that performance, they approached Tiger JK because they had made the song Top Line, and they were thinking, like, man, this would be a really good song fit for Tiger JK. We should ask him. So they asked
him,
and he was like, cool, like, just tell me when you want to record and stuff, or, like, listen to the song. He heard Top Line, and he was like, yeah, he's going to do it with them. So Han is actually, like, a super fanboy for Tiger JK.
Of course.
He was so nervous. He said that he couldn't even talk to him on set. Like, he was so nervous, and then, like, Seungmin was like, man, you're lame. Like, you should have asked for his number or something.
Oh, my. Yeah, I could see Seungmin saying that, too.
But, And then one last thing. So you were mentioning the one that was like God's Menu. So there's a song called Super Bowl. And I learned that this was originally meant to be the first God's Menu.
So this track is actually going to be released.
Yes.
Super Bowl.
It's called Super Bowl.
Is this the title or no?
No, it's not. S-Class is the
title.
Well,
S-Class
track
is the title. But this is a second, like, another.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, a lot of the members were saying that they wanted Super Bowl to actually be the title track.
Oh, that says a lot.
Yeah. So, and they're like, and then Bang Chan had said that, so the God's Menu we know today was actually...
Listen, stays, because this blew my mind when Haley told me. Go right. Sorry.
So the God's Menu we know today is actually titled God's Menu 2, and the one Super Bowl was supposed to be the original God's Menu.
Damn. So see, there's this track that's coming out just now that's supposed to be the original God's Menu.
This was made 3 years ago.
This is God's Menu 1.
Yeah, and then even I think it was like Felix and IN, they were like, I'm a little annoyed that it's only coming out now because it was supposed to come out like 3 years ago.
They've hyped this up way too much for me already. Like, I was excited and nervous too.
So because like God's Menu is so fucking good.
Yeah, it's so like, iconic.
Yeah.
It's so iconic. So that's why to think that that God's Menu that we all know that is actually the part two was the second God's Menu that they had intentionally was initially going to be. Wow.
So I have like...
So Super Bowl. Everyone,
high expectations.
And it's like Super Bowl like football. Yeah. That's how it's spelled. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl. Yeah. So get ready. Like if after you listen to S-Class, if you want, just I'm going to go straight to Super Bowl because I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm so curious to hear how it sounds like.
So that's it.
They put it up on a pedestal for me. I was like, I want to hear this track now. Even more.
I know, me too.
Like what the hell is this supposed to sound like if they're like... If it was supposed to be God's Menu.
Right.
And if they wanted this to be the title track.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I know. So I'm like, oh,
what are we
okay.
in for?
So that drops tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Or of this podcast episode today, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thursday.
Thursday, 9 p.m. So
and
super excited.
I'm so amped.
Yeah, so if you're amped like us and super excited, guess what? You could give us a rating. 5 stars always appreciated. Give us a follow.
5 stars.
Michelin.
Oh my god, that's the name of their album.
Oh yeah, duh.
Duh.
And there's only, and Michelin stars, I think there's only
that
three.
They talked
too,
about that
like
as
not...
well too. They're like, why the fuck did we, no, they didn't say fuck, but they're like, why did we say 5 star Michelin?
Even
there's
though
no
it's only 3 stars.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny though.
That is funny.
But yeah, 5 stars. Coming out, so 5-star rating, mm-hmm. right? Notification bell, hit subscribe. Wherever you're tuning in, we always appreciate that. Haley will post more stuff on TikTok and Instagram, right, Haley?
Yeah, probably Instagram first.
Where is it? Where can they find it?
At Permission to Stand Podcast.
And when we see that stuff, it'll be amazing because it'll be nice to know that Haley's still being active and posting. but as always, thank you everyone for joining us this week. Again, as always, yes, we did not get to anime and Genshin.
Oh yeah, we went over
not
time.
Genshin, Honkai Star Rail.
Next time.
But maybe, hopefully.
Yeah.
When we say next time, it's cumulative. Like maybe sometime in the future.
Sometime this year.
When we don't have as much K-pop to talk about, but that never happens lately. But thank you all for joining us. As always, wherever you are in the world, stay safe, take care. Congratulations again to our winner.
Bradley? Is that right?
You remember, and I don't remember, but he won it for winning the Twice Japan stuff giveaway. Thank you again to everyone that participated. We will be having more giveaways. Like I said, don't be discriminated if you're thinking like, oh, they won't ship globally. You never know, because if you win, I'll make sure it gets to you, unless the U.S. does not allow shipping to that country.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. It's not my fault. Okay. So yeah, thank you everyone for joining us. As always, take care, stay safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.